I'm always so pumped after listening to that promo.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just, you know, so much testosterone.
Jump out of your seat and be like, rip your shirt off and say, Mondays!
Hulk out.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Come at me, Monday.
Okay, so what's come at you this Monday, Ryan?
Okay. I will share. For you, Lai Ming, our listeners, and as I guess Hyeong too.
Well, thank you to be included.
So yeah, guys, this weekend, you know, I have told our listeners, the frequent ones will know, at least Hyeong, that I have had a lifestyle change, and I've been very healthy, pursuing that healthy lifestyle, and it's been a change that wasn't easy, but also I find to be extremely fulfilling. So this has inspired me, because maybe I can share my experience, especially this past weekend, and how I spent my weekend, which was very different from how I spent it in the past. So briefly tell you guys about my weekend. You know, it was a lot of work. It was actually like getting stuff done, getting prepared for this week, things I had on a list that I wanted to get done. And things for myself, a promise I've always made myself, but maybe things got in the way. I talk about it all the time on the show, and that's fitness. Alright, so this weekend, normally I just sleep in. Or play games, get caught up in the Assassin's Creed origin story is way too easy. but I made it a point, and I went this weekend after buying some really healthy food. I've been cooking a lot more. I went to the gym early both mornings and was all about getting stuff done. And so this brings me to my first quote. Be stronger than your excuses. Because excuses can be so strong. And for so much of my life, I've heard people make excuses and I've made excuses. But my dad told me something really valuable. He's like, don't tell me your excuses, because at the end of the day, your excuses aren't going to hurt me. They're going to hurt you. You're lying to yourself. You're looking in the mirror, and you're expecting me to smile about you lying to yourself. You know, if you make an excuse for not doing something, you know it in your heart, and you're also going to feel a little less proud of yourself. So be stronger than that, and I promise that strength will pay off, but sometimes it's a little hard. Because also this weekend I had some friends trying to get me out, trying to see what I was up to, and I wanted to stay true to what I wanted to do. And so another quote I have here is, at first they'll ask you why you're doing it. After, they'll ask you how you did it. So folks, sometimes people don't understand your journey, what you want to do. They want to pull you into maybe the way things were in the past, and you need to move past it. And at first they'll ask, why are you doing this? But once they see that change, maybe once they see how well you're doing, you'll be that inspiration for them, and they'll ask you, how did you do that? So be better. Don't let the crowd drag you down. Go for your dreams. And finally, by doing this, Hyeong, you will exude. Yes, that was true confidence. Has no room for jealousy and envy. When you know you are great, you have no reason to hate. So, guys, this affects your personal relationships. But remember, if you're not making excuses for yourself, if you're doing what you want, not lying to yourself, always being honest with yourself, then you won't hate yourself or be angry with yourself or be jealous of what other people have. Jealousy is literally like, Hyeong's in such good shape. Oh, I hate her. I wish I was like that. Oh, God, I gotta go to the gym, but I like to eat. These kind of things.
You're actually hating yourself.
Yeah, really. It's my jealousy's not going to hurt her. It's hurting me. Same with envy. But if I'm doing the things I want to do, then I'm not going to be jealous of anybody, because I'm doing what I want. So guys, be stronger than your excuses and achieve those goals in 2018. Hopefully people are still going strong on their resolutions.
Yes, and that is a great share. Thank you very much. It's easy to fall to excuses, and at the time, maybe sometimes you don't even admit to it. But yeah, it requires a lot of self-strength, and I think once you manage to employ it and endure the difficulties of wanting to temporarily rest and not continue doing it, once you overcome that, you become a so much stronger self.
Yeah. And also, though, you know, like, just remember, you are the only person that'll know if it's a real excuse. Sometimes we try to find validation in others. Hey, Young, I'm not feeling so great. I don't think I'm going to go to the gym today, even though I told you I'm going to get super fit in like a week. And then you're like, oh, yeah, totally understand, Ryan. You're feeling sick. Don't go to the gym. But inside, I know that's just a big fat lie. So, folks, don't find validation. Remember, it takes strength. But you have that strength.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it.
Be like Nike. Just do it.
All right. So my Motivational Monday, well, I know I have been sharing quotes by Confucius for so many weeks. So this week, I decide to have something for a change. So today, I have a comment by Mencius on how Confucius loved water.
So it's indirectly tied to Confucius.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, it is connected to many things. I think it's connected to your Motivational Monday quotes, and okay. I also think it's connected to our first topic. And I'll try to connect the dots after I've finished reading the sentence. It's rather long in Chinese, so I just read the English translation by James Leck. And it goes like this. There's a spring of water, how it gushes out. It rests not day nor night. It fills up every hole and then advances, flowing onto the four seas. Such is water having a spring. It was water with a spring which he found in it to praise. But suppose that the water has no spring. In July and August, when the rain falls abundantly, the channels in the fields are all filled, but in a short time they will dry up. So a superior man is ashamed of a reputation beyond his merits, because the water of reputation must have merits as is spring. So basically, Mencius is talking about how Confucius loved water, and the reason Confucius loved water is because he loved water with a source. That way, the water can just spray and flow endlessly, because there's a source coming in endlessly. Mm-hmm. And I think this is related to our first story, in the sense that it talks about reputation beyond someone's merit. And the reason why we talk about the first topic was because, well, apparently the Chinese rapper had a reputation that he didn't deserve. He was glorifying discrimination against women and drug and violence. That's not the right way to become famous and influence people. Well, that's the connection to our first topic. Mm-hmm. And maybe a connection to Ryan's quote is perhaps a superior man or gentleman should always have a strong basis. I mean, to keep fit and to exercise is one way to build a strong basis for whatever you want to pursue in your life. And also another strong basis is to try and read. And that's what Confucius and Mencius has been talking to us.
You know, this reminds me, I looked at it. It's funny how great minds really do think alike. Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at a quote from Einstein this morning as well. And I really like Einstein. I think he was a philosopher as well as a scientist, able to see the beauty and then understand it on so many levels, which is a gift to be able to speak both those languages. But he says, you know, something along the lines, I don't have it with me, but you guys can check it out. It's like, I know I'm a smart man, or something like that, because I know that a smart man knows nothing. Basically saying, like, if you know you're smart, people know that actually they're fools. Only, like, people that claim to know everything, to be the best at something, those people will always be fake, right? But the ones that are the real deal are the humble ones, because in being smart, they realize, actually, I know nothing. There's always going to be that carrot at the end of a stick for me to chase. And so in which case, I should be very humble.
Yeah, and
so that curiosity is the strong base from which Einstein went out to seek knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, well, thank you so much for sharing that with me and the world. Yes, and
you're welcome.
And I hope that everybody that's listened to this segment will feel... Yes, I feel right. I'm ready to endure the challenges that's in front of me. And hopefully that will set you right for the week.
Yeah, so Young, what do you have for us in our audience?
Well, this week I have something that is short and sweet. Here it is. Maybe you should eat some makeup. Yeah, eat some makeup. Mm. So you can be pretty on the inside, too. Okay.
Oh, that's so mean.
Well, I'm sure that it doesn't apply to everybody, but as I've said so many times on this show, beauty in my eyes is only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone. And sometimes I think bad behavior should be called out, because I think sometimes the beauty in the inside is actually more important.
True beauty's on the inside. We're all going to get old and wrinkly one day, so you better like who you are on the inside and your partners.